The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Fall into Beauty. Get ready for olives, neutrals, and browns galore as we transition into fashion's favorite season. Autumn beauty is officially having its moment. As summer eases into fall, we exchange sandals for boots and crop tanks for cozy knit sweaters, and we shift our entire cosmetic routine. Wave goodbye to sheer moisturizers, neon eyeshadow, and salty beach braids. Say hello to thick, rich creams, nude palettes, and silk presses. Just like the leaves, our regimens are changing to help keep us all looking fly. As we revamp our bathroom shelves, we have curated the best of the season's newly released products, from skin care treatments and viral hair care formulas to polished nail finishes and must-have makeup items. Here's to an effortlessly beautiful you as the weather cools down. Body, keep your skin hydrated and tight with these cyber-approved body treatments. Self-care Sundays just got better. 1. Therabody Smart Goggles. Ease into REM sleep with massaging vibrations that will track your heartbeat and relieve eye strain. Number 2. Naturium, the Perfector Salicylic Acid Body Wash. The key ingredient in this body wash exfoliates the skin with a gentle lather without stripping its natural moisture. Number 3. Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta Exfoliating Body Treatment. Gently slough with this gem, which can improve ingrowns and erase blemishes. Makeup. Our picks for cosmetics this season are all about natural finish. Each selection is easy to build to your coverage preference. Here's how to hold that vacay glow a bit longer. Number 4. MAC Cosmetics Squirt Plumping Gloss Stick. Juice up your lips with just one squirt of this stunning non-sticky gloss that will nourish and condition your kisser. Number 5. Amy Cole Lid Joy Liquid Matte Eyeshadow in St. Louis. Whether you're running for a train or a ride share, you'll be ready in a snap and looking fly. Number 6. Makeup by Mario Surreal Skin Foundation. This medium coverage natural finish foundation will enrich your skin with long wear hydration. Number 7. The Lip Bar Big Timer Volumizing Mascara. Add volume with a mascara that nourishes your lashes. Face. It's hard to keep up with facial routines in the fall. Luckily, a few new drops from the skin care universe have arrived to make a fresh face simple. It's time to scrub, smooth, and shine. Number 8. Kate Somerville Mega C 30% Vitamin C Brightening Facial. Relax with a mask that's packed with a vitamin C punch and has a spa-like quality. Number 9. Fenty Skin Cherry Dub Superfine Daily Cleansing Face Scrub. Energizing and enriching, this facial formula bursts with Barbados Cherry 2 Boost. Brighten and buff your skin. Number 10. Edam Cloud Cushion Airy Brightener Moisturizer. Grant your skin the moisturizing TLC it deserves and diminish those dark marks. Number 11, Clear Symmetry Fluid. This concentrate supplies vitamins and antioxidants, creating a breathable barrier to shield your skin against pollution. Hair. After hours of taking down goddess braids and handling the glue from frontals, now you can show off that healthy new growth. Heat up the irons for those hair care must-haves. Number 12, Color Wow Dream Coat Supernatural Spray. This could be the number one anti-frizz treatment to help avoid poofy strands as the weather changes. Add it to your daily regimen as quickly as you can. Number 13, Shea Moisture Aloe Butter Scalp Moisture Cream. The latest product by the trusted brand will give you a visible and sensational boost of hydration to relieve your dry scalp issues. Number 14, Sunday to Sunday Root Refresh Micellar Rinse Dry Shampoo Alternative with Apple Cider Vinegar. This sulfate-free dry shampoo contains therapeutic apple cider vinegar to give your scalp the refresh it needs. Fragrance. When you smell good, you feel good. Whether you're layering perfumes or you're a one-scent lover, we've anointed the official fragrance of the season, Louis Vuitton Pacific Chill. Live luxuriously this fall with the mist of Pacific Chill. The perfume has notes of lemon, peppermint, and orange for an invigorating vibe. Nails. A fresh set doesn't look good with peeled or cracked skin. We've got you covered from hand to toe with our top three nail care picks. Gloss Lab Nail Super Boost. Give your nails a necessary lift with this boosting formula. The polish will strengthen and harden them thanks to a blend of biotin, hyaluronic acid, and vitamin E. Olive and June Flower Pot Polish. Your nails will look simply stunning, whether you're visiting the pumpkin patch or grabbing a spiced latte. Gleaming Even Tone Daily Hand Cream. Lather up with this lotion, which uses its signature turmeric ingredient to moisturize and to improve hyperpigmentation. The next article is titled, Not Just Beyoncé, Ballroom's Global Impact. We asked community members from the past and present about the influence ballroom has on society. Since the late 1800s, the ballroom scene has provided a safe space for the LGBTQIA+ community to express itself freely through performance, commentary, and fashion. Now, following a number of celebrity endorsements, mainstream media views ballroom culture as a wave to jump on. However, for members of the scene, it's so much more. Ballroom offered them a space to find family, and from the beginning, walking a ball meant the possibility of self-actualization. In a world that told them all the things they couldn't do, they had found a place where they could be whoever they wanted to be, and possibly score a trophy. Winning categories and sometimes cash meant respect for yourself and for your house. The competition was so notable that in the early days, it caught the eye of the American poet Langston Hughes, who described balls as the strangest and gaudiest of all Harlem spectacles in the 1920s. Some of the ballroom's most iconic houses created in the 1970s were named after renowned fashion brands like Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, Miyake Mugler, and Chanel, underscoring a long-standing connection between fashion and ballroom. Shannon Balenciaga, mother of the House of Balenciaga, has had a passion for the industry since childhood. Fashion was so ingrained in me, and I wanted it, she says. It truly has influenced everything, and in ballroom, I have been able to marry the two together to make my brand. A star of Legendary Season 2, Balenciaga operates her own fashion brand and has walked ballroom's fashion categories, but she is interested in seeing the relationship go both ways. My dream is actually to start having fashion houses embrace ballroom houses, she says. That dream is slowly becoming reality. In 2021, designer Marc Jacobs announced that his eponymous brand would accompany a ballroom house. Welcome to the house of Marc Jacobs, he wrote on Instagram. And this summer, members of that house starred in a fragrance campaign for the brand. Years ago, our access was limited, so we had to create our own way, says Dashawn Wesley, father of the House of Basquiat. In 2020, he appeared in a Lanvin campaign featuring members of Ballroom's House of Exclusive Lanvin. It's beautiful that these brands are now starting to open eyes and show focus to us. In the past few years, we've seen ballroom at the forefront with shows like Legendary and Pose, and with cultural moments like performances at the 2019 Met Gala and the 2022 BET Awards. Major figures in fashion are seeing not only the community's influence and impact, but its talent. Designer Ricardo Tisci praised the House of Tisci after seeing them compete on Legendary. It shows the community what we can do when we come together, how creative we can get, and how we can bring a new sense of creativity to help with something else, says Wesley. The influx of support has made the dreams held by ballroom's younger generation more attainable. Brooklyn Juicy Miyake Mugler is not only a member of ballroom's House of Miyake Mugler, but a member of the Kiki Scene's House of Juicy Couture, which won Legendary Season 3. The Kiki Scene is a community within ballroom that's typically focused on the youngest members. Though the Gen Zer has been known for voguing since she was younger, Miyake Mugler always dreamed of walking in a Moschino show. And while she hasn't achieved that yet, she's not far off. Living out her modeling fantasy by going to balls dressed in head-to-toe designer labels. As the ballroom scene becomes more prominent in fashion and media, it's up to those like Miyake Mugler in the next generation to preserve the community's communal roots instead of letting the public forget them in favor of the high-energy dance form of voguing. While we all celebrate pop culture moments like Beyoncé and Madonna giving ballroom legends their flowers, it's important to remember that this is more than a sport. Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy has been able to spotlight his own talent while also helping others through ballroom. More recently, he has been performing with Beyoncé on her Renaissance World Tour. My craft brought me to Madonna and Beyoncé and so many others, and I'm just so grateful. Prodigy says from the perspective of someone who has seen ballroom's influence grow in real time. They want to learn, do it right, and create something special like they always do. And while there's acclaim and cultural cachet in those moments, Prodigy's voice alone provides a moment for people to self-actualize. Nivea Autumn's TikTok videos showcasing herself and her friends voguing often to Prodigy sounds have become a viral phenomenon, bringing light to ballroom community's impact on the youth. I feel like the ballroom community shows that you can wear whatever you want, and whatever you wear, you can make it luxurious, Autumn says. As the teen reflects on the state of ballroom culture and the effect her tribe has had on the next generation, she understands it's essential to pay homage to those who have laid the groundwork. No matter where ballroom turns up, runway shows, worldwide tours, red carpets, we recognize the taste makers who created the scene, whose influence we are feeling to this day. The next article is titled, The Underside of Fashion. For Black models, the real drama often unfolds away from the runway. New York Fashion Week's spring and fall shows are seminal occasions in the Big Apple. Designers and PR types, models and style obsessives all flood Manhattan's gritty streets and scramble for front row seats. Although Bryant Park and, since 2010, Lincoln Center have become fashion landmarks, studios all over the island also serve as key destinations for revealing what's hot and what's out for the coming seasons. However, while all eyes are on pieces that will find a place on mood boards, on red carpets, and in future editorials, a lot goes on behind the scenes. The real playground is the backstage area, full of messy counters of makeup, production workers scrambling for last-minute fittings, and blow dryers running overtime for days. As exciting as it all appears, the reality can be extra challenging for the Black folks on set. British supermodel Leomi Anderson, who has represented the likes of Oscar de la Renta and Tom Ford, took to TikTok in October of 2021 to expose a lamentable runway experience. In the social video, she makes an explicit request for a makeup artist versed in melanated skin, only to be assigned someone unused to working with her complexion tones. Additional clips show three non-Black stylists tugging and damaging her hair at the last minute after she had been neglected in getting prepared. Although fashion may serve as an escape for many, this happens all too frequently to Black models, and it begs the question, what's going on backstage? White models might be able to go through hair and makeup without frustration or an eyebrow raise, but Black models like Ebony Davis know they need to request in advance a rundown of a look and inquire about what products will be used. I don't wait until things are too far gone to speak up, Davis stated back in February as she was getting ready for the Bronx in Banco Show. I take preventative measures to ensure we are all on the same page. That way, it's less traumatic for all parties involved. Traumatic. It's not an overstatement, but an accurate description of the experience of Black models as they seek to build their resumes or their Rolodex. Professional makeup artist and founder of the eponymous cosmetic line, Danessa Myricks has observed firsthand the harrowing situations Black models can encounter. It's no secret that in backstage bathrooms, you'll often find models crying, using wet tissues to try to erase or improve makeup applications that didn't match their skin tones or that gave them an ashy finish, she says. So many models have experienced this, and they often pull out their own makeup bags to circumvent disasters. It's unfortunate, but true, and my heart goes out to them. Up until the Pierre Moss Couture Show in July 2021, legacy makeup artist Molly Magic has avoided working Fashion Week during her decade-long career. Often, Black artists would do the heavy lifting behind the scenes, yet the credit and recognition would predominantly go to their white counterparts, Magic explains, even as she acknowledges the need for expertise such as her own. The presence of Black artists backstage could be counted on one hand. And let's not forget the magnitude of these shows. Just imagine stepping out in front of the entire world with a foundation shade that is completely off and having your hair texture neglected, all while adorned in a garment that costs thousands of dollars. Some of the designers are doing what they can to minimize the behind-the-scenes drama for Black models. While she's not new to runways and bustling backstages, having walked the baby fat catwalk alongside her mom, supermodel Kimora Lee Simmons, during the early aughts, Gen Z model Aoki Lee Simmons has had a smooth ride so far. The younger Simmons' first gig as an 18-year-old was walking the primary blue runway of the Pierre Moss Couture Show, which Simmons described as a pro-Black environment. She highlights the open relationship between models and hairstylists and the use of products and heat protectants that would prevent damage to her thick curls. Now 21, she recalls a more recent experience while modeling for Tommy Hilfiger, who offered her authority over her hair and makeup. It's a level of autonomy regarding their look that all Black models should have, but very few are granted. It's so much better to be in a respectful environment rather than sitting down, not feeling comfortable, and being like, please don't touch me, Simmons says. For Black models to feel valued as they take on next year's defining collections, it's going to take more than just hiring Black hairstylists and makeup artists. All artists and stylists need to be educated on textured hair and darker skin tones. And while some progress is being made, the industry as a whole needs to step up and create a respectful, protected backstage environment for Black models, stylists, and artists at New York Fashion Week and beyond. The next article is titled, Looking Good, Feeling Great. Experts in fashion history and psychology explain how personal style and wellness are intrinsically linked. When you look in my closet, several ornamented items may catch your eye. A translucent sequined dress with gold embellishments, a multicolored fringe trimmed coat, a pair of bubblegum pink mules. When I wear these pieces, I tell a story through my attire and allow others to see me as I like to view myself, bold, beautiful, sexy, and feminine. Lately, I've indulged in collecting vintage clothing. On a recent visit to Mercy Vintage Boutique in Oakland, I found a tailored Missoni cream and red power suit, and I knew I had to try it. After seeing the suit on my body, I felt a shift. I was strong, ready to seize the day with a newfound enthusiasm. What changed? I thought, did this suit really just transform my whole mood? It turns out it did. I appreciate clothes for that very reason. They can alter the perception we have of ourselves and grant us self-assurance that we might not have had before we stepped into a particular outfit. But can fashion actually improve your mental health? According to New Jersey-based psychologist Sarah Sung McFarland, founder of fashion and design psychology blog Truelury, not exactly. She believes that while we can attest to feeling uplifted when we are dressed our best, this does not mean that a sartorially resplendent person automatically equates to a happy one. A deeper level of work is needed to experience an overall positive attitude and improved self-esteem. However, she says that clothes are a powerful tool to enhance your state of mind at a given moment. A curated outfit can support healing and an improved mood, she explains. Clothing can also affect how we think. When we wear pieces that have symbolic meaning to us, this is known as enclothed cognition, and it suggests that when we put on clothes that have significant meaning to us, we take on the characteristics of the clothing. This can explain why wearing your lucky shirt for your presentation may make you feel more equipped in the face of nerves. But Sung McFarland cautions against relying on the right clothes or trends to bolster our courage. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.